Well, he said he was from Dublin town, the fella he was lying, singing about some Irish girl of love that wasn't dying. Could tell a mile away the chap was talking through his arse, so I smacked him right across the chin, of course. Sure, the ladies were impressed with him, they thought he was a riot. They'd say in P.S. I love you far too many times. To impersonate an Irish man to see a girl behind is not an honourable or a truthful thing to find. Here's your stereotypical drunken freaking Irish song. Stick your shamrock up your arse and drink it all. Sing the stereotypical drunken freaking Irish song till the whiskey, beer and tin runs out your hole. Then he let the accent slip and the girls began to snigger. This lad is only faking it to get into our niggers. The game was up and he was fucked, no girl for him tonight. So he sang aloud the plastic paddy shite. Here's your stereotypical drunken freaking Irish song. Stick your shamrock up your ass and drink it all. Sing the stereotypical drunken freaking Irish song till the whiskey, beer and gin runs out your hole. And the girls began to laugh. The guitar to hear them on the head was wayward in the calf. You showed the whores and missed me verse, them all for me tonight. So he packed the stuff, he was gone like a light. So if you've never been to Ireland, got smashed in Temple Bar, or last back at Guinness in the pub in County Clare, it doesn't even matter, man, be proud of who you are. Just sing along and join us at the bar. Here's your stereotypical drunken freaking Irish song. Stick your shamrock up your arse and drink it low. Sing the stereotypical drunken freaking Irish song to the whiskey.